The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 612.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a dancer and an actress, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Nicole Leno. Nicole, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Yeah. Hi, I'm great. Thank you guys so much for having me. So I'm Nicole. I'm 12 years old. I live in Los Angeles, California, and I'm a dancer and actress.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Nicole, what's your cultural background?
So I am half Vietnamese and half Filipino. My mom is Vietnamese and my dad is Filipino.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
It would definitely be, don't waste your energy trying to change opinions. Do your thing and don't care if they like it. And that's from Tina Fey.
I love that quote that you mentioned, and it's so true, right? When we learn to, you know, focus on ourselves versus, you know, worrying about what other people think of us, it gives us the confidence to go out there and be your true self. So thanks for sharing that great, great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
My definition is definitely being yourself and not caring what other people think, especially if they don't matter.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Nicole, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Before discovering self-confidence, I was very, very shy. I didn't take many risks, and the thought of putting myself out there made me feel very uncomfortable to the point where it made me cry. It was really rough for me to go to like social events that had a lot of people. It was just very overwhelming to me to like jump in a circle of kids and meet myself.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think it's, you know, hard for a lot of kids out there, right? Especially when you're extremely shy and you want to, you know, join it, like you mentioned, a circle of friends or a circle of kids. You don't know what they're thinking. You're afraid of like, you know, they might not like you. Or they might think you're weird, things like that. And, you know, it's still the same with adults, right? You know, you know, you try to go to a social circle and we all go through the same thoughts, right? Will they like me? Do they think I'm, you know, weird or things like that? But, you know, what was that point when you realized you can go out there and, you know, be the person that you are today, especially, you know, being a dancer? And you know, you have, I've seen your Instagram, you have like so many followers. And you know, what gave you that confidence to go out there to do that?
So I definitely discovered self-confidence through dance. I started when I was 7 and I was so shy, I cried almost every day. But I think when I discovered it, it happened in a ballet class, and I decided to put a little trust in myself and go for it. And it was then that I realized that I could do things I never knew I was capable of. And since then, every goal I achieve makes me reach for the next one. And even though stepping out of my comfort zone made me feel very uncomfortable, I knew that every time I did it, it got much easier.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, that's great that, you know, at such a young age, you can realize like, you know, we all go through that uncomfortable stage. And the first time we do it, it's not always the easiest. In fact, sometimes you probably want to quit at times, but you just kept at it. And look where it's, you know, where it's taken you. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
Yeah, having confidence in myself and my dancing has definitely taught me that anything is possible. If I never took any chances, I never would have gained like the confidence to perform or have these opportunities that I have now. And it's also given me the confidence to get rid of toxic people in my life and know that my life is way more positive without them.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, for such a young age, you have so much wisdom. You know, I'm glad you're here today sharing your story. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, or little girls, you know, they may be in their own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to them?
I would say that you never know until you try. My biggest lessons in life have come from my failures and letdowns. It's made me a stronger person and given me confidence I never knew I had. And I would also say to have courage to be yourself and surround yourself with people that lift you up and not bring you down. Because a big part of my journey is making sure the negativity in my life stays away.
Wow, thanks for sharing those great tips. And I love how you mentioned, you know, having the courage to be yourself, especially in a world of social media. It's always, you know, so easy to hide yourself from that, you know, putting filters. And you know, the more we show ourselves, the more people will actually attract to us, right? Like you just do what you love, dancing, and you know, so many people watch your videos and are just, you know, like I see you dance, and I think it's amazing, you know, especially at such a young age. So thanks for sharing that. And you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, check out some of your videos, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, my Instagram is Nicole Lano, and then my YouTube channel is also Nicole Lano. So you guys can check those out, and I share a lot of my life on there too.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to check out Nicole, you can also head on over to the taobselfconfidence.com and search for Nicole's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Nicole today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Nicole.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure talking to you guys.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show and sharing your story and tips. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.